It is. It's nice to have your company. Tyler Adams not too far away. Looking forward to catching up with Tay. But I want to talk to Scott Jamieson, the captain of Melbourne City, who has dominated proceedings throughout the entire A-League season. He's our favourite man in the A-League, and he's back again. Scotty, good morning.
Morning, boys. How are we?
Going all right, buddy. How are you going?
Yeah, travelling pretty well. Travelling pretty well. Obviously, gearing up for finals coming, obviously, next week, but a game against Newcastle and Sydney to play tomorrow night, so looking forward to that.
Yes, you do. Tell me about the game on the weekend, the derby against Melbourne Victory. You had some kids, basically some toddlers out there, Scotty. What were you doing at Melbourne City?
Yeah, look, that's what we've been left with, in the sense of obviously three Socceroos away and one or two, I guess, players getting rested or just trying to get over some knocks. So, yeah, look, we had a young front line in obviously Marco Tilio, Rafa, and then Naoki. I think it was about 18, 19, 20 years of age, or 17, 19, 20 years of age. So it was good. I mean, that's what we're going forward with, and there were some good performances, so it was pleasing.
So you talked about, we talked about the Socceroo impact with you a couple of weeks ago, so we knew that, but then you get a chance, because you're positioned down on the table the way you are, just to freshen some players up for a finals campaign. Has that been part of the strategy all along?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, if you look at, you know, what we, the bigger picture is, you know, the games of play we haven't, I guess, thrown them away, but we've been trying to plan for the bigger picture of the finals, so... Yep. You know, someone like Craig Noon, who's played every minute of every game, you know, trying to freshen him up. But, you know, for us, we've had to tweak things. We obviously, you're missing a 25-a-year goal scorer in Jamie McLaren. You can't really replace him, so we have to try and do things a little bit different. So, you know, these games against Victory and the Newcastle, you know, are leading towards the semi-final, you know, Friday week.
How are you handling it, Scotty, as captain of the football team? And you've been dealt the hand you have. Is there sort of an anger, or now sort of a point to prove, yeah, we can still do it without them, or you've got to be creative? How are you handling this? Because the elephant in the room is you've got the best player in the competition that can't play for you in a final series.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, when it comes to, I guess, being real about it, if I didn't talk about it, then I'd be bullshitting people. You know, the fact that we've lost three key players, you know, to me and in my opinion, and not the clubs, I speak for myself, is, you know, the integrity of the competition lacks a little bit when you lose players like that. Also, you know, Sydney FC have lost some, but, you know, you take out the best players in the final series, it doesn't bode well. But at the same time, I accepted that probably for, you know, 8 weeks ago when I knew this. So with that, you know, came, I guess, the process of just trying to move forward, and that's what we've done. And with players like Marco Tilio, who's come on in the last few weeks, or I guess months really, has been fantastic. And, you know, we've accepted it, but we move forward with what we've got, and we definitely have the thinking of, you know, we can do something. It'll make it even sweeter if we do.
Because yeah.
The fact that, you know, there's talk about possibly if we make the grand final, it'll be moved to Sydney. A lot of things are going against us, and, you know, for us to win this one, it'd be extra special.
Because that was what I was going to ask you. Do you address it internally and say, yeah, this isn't really fair, let's go out there and do something special? Or do you try and not go down that path because it's not kind of disrespectful, but, you know, there's guys that are going to come up and try and fill the breach. You want to try and give them confidence that you can still do it with them.
Well, I think it's a balance, mate. You know, like I said, if I didn't address it, there'd be an elephant in the room.
Yeah.
And if I try to say someone, you know, like Rafa Borges is like Jamie McLaren, then I'll be bullshitting them.
Yep.
So I think it's important to, you know, obviously address the three key players we've lost, but also draw a line under the sand and say that there's nothing that can be done about it. They're key, and they're key for a reason, because they've been caught in the national team. But, you know, these three players or four players that will replace them, we have so much belief in them, and we don't want them to be, you know, Jamie McLaren. We want them to be the best Marco Tilio as possible. So, it's a balance, mate. But, you know, one thing's for sure is that the players that come in, we have full belief in them, but we don't need them to be, you know, a Connor Metcalf or Jamie McLaren. We just need to be the best version of themselves.
Yeah, well, that's a fair point. That's a fair point. It's all you can do. So this game against Newcastle tonight, this is the last home and away game, is it not? Is that right?
It is, yeah.
Yeah,
it is.
And that's, so how do you attack that? Are you resting again tonight? Are you giving the kids a go? Are you, what's the plan for this one?
No, we're going to, I mean, Melbourne victory was, I guess, like I said, we've been building up towards the first week of the finals. So I guess it was about, you know, working on execution of a different kind of game plan, and then this will be the same. Anyone who's available and fit will be looking to play, and it'll be trying to work up combinations and everything like that. So we want to win. We want to, you know, we definitely want to win and move forward. I know there's people saying you let Newcastle win because then victory wins the spoon, but you know, no, we're happy doing that. We'll be trying to win the game and play well, so we can go to the finals, having known that we've had two games where we've worked on things and it's prepared us for a massive semi-final.
And that's obviously going to be really important for the final series. But what about the little? We talked about the blow not having some Socceroos there, but what about the buzz you get knowing that Matthew Leckie's going to be joining the Crew next season?
Yeah, it's a great signing.
That's huge.
With the competition moving on to Channel 10. You know, and that buzz, you know, transcending to next year, and then, you know, for our club and for the league to bring back Lex, who, you know, obviously has had a very good career in Germany and the Socceroos, it creates a buzz, and I think it's a big tick for our football club, you know, not resting on their laurels. You know, it could have been easy for the club to, I guess, try and save money in the sense of, you know, we've won the premiership and we've had two good seasons and we'll try and save some money. No, they've gone out and they've recruited a current Socceroo who, I guess, is the current, you know, Australian captain. So it's a big tick and a well played to the staff at our club. And for him to come in and approve our team will be brilliant.
Did you have anything to do with the recruitment? As captain and with the resume you've got, did you help with the sell, or were you as surprised as anyone that you've got such a big name joining you?
Oh, I wish I was a Joel Spiller or a Paddy Dangerfield and got flown around to meet with recruits like Jeremy Cameron and try and convince him, because I'd get a free freaking fly point down to Germany. But no, I didn't have anything to do with it. I played with Lex when we were younger at Adelaide United. But no, I didn't have anything to do with it. But it's something I guess I can put forward to the club, that any new players they want to sign have to come before me and make fly me over there to have a chat with them, and maybe a dinner and some drinks.
Dinner and a movie, maybe. It's a bit of romance. Hey, before we let you go, the Ange Postecoglou situation, I'm not sure what your level of detail is or knowledge in the Scottish system, Scotty, but the chances are that he's going to be coaching Celtic, which is, from my limited understanding, a massive announcement, a significant move for Australian football to have a presence like that at one of the biggest clubs in Europe, let alone in Scotland. What's your take on it?
Well, look, I mean, all my family's Scottish. My mum and dad were Scottish. I'm in the know in terms of the Scottish football. Albeit we're Rangers people, not Celtic. look, it's, first and foremost, it'd be amazing for Australian football. I think, you know, that's you know, something in its own when an Australian manager would take in charge of the second biggest team in Scottish football. but in saying that, you know, Scotland's a different beast. You know, Rangers, Celtic and the fishbowl they live in is nothing that, you know, he would be used to. And then you have the pressure of trying to wrestle back the title from Rangers. So it's a massive challenge. But I do hope it comes off, because it exposes Australian football and Australian coaches and even Australian players to the world, and you know, gives an opportunity to do well. But hopefully, you know, he finishes second again, and that's you know, the best he can get.
Geez, you are staunch, aren't you?
I'm a big fan of my teddy bears, Rangers, so there's no patriotic favouritism here. He can finish second and do well there.
Well, if he gets a job and finishes second, that's fine by you, and I'm okay with that too. Speaking of Australian soccer stars on the global stage, the Socceroos have been in action in their World Cup qualifiers, and they've scored a lot of goals in the last couple of games. You've been watching their progress?
I have. I've done a bit of work with the national team in terms of some preview show and stuff like that, so I had to get up early and watch a few games. It's been straightforward, to be honest with you, lads. You know, they've obviously had these teams that aren't as strong, and for us to you know, put a bit of a clinic on, we've scored a few goals in the last two games, and it's a big game coming up next one. So I don't see us getting any surprises. I think we'll win convincingly the next two games and move forward to the next round of qualifying.
Well, as long as you win convincingly against Newcastle and get ready for a massive finals campaign, you know that we'll be cheering you on all the way through, mate. We appreciate your time as always. Look forward to seeing you face to face sooner rather than later.
Likewise, guys. Always a pleasure. Talk
good,
soon.
Good stuff. Scotty Jamieson, the captain of Melbourne City.